It's hard to imagine what it feels like to suffer from dementia. Experts say it's more than memory loss. It's the loss of dexterity, vision changes, and sound distortion. In Focus on Technology, hear how friends, family, and first responders can get a better idea. The director of memory care operations at Serene Suites in Blue Ash says simply buttoning a shirt or folding towels can be difficult when you suffer from dementia. Holly Henderson says it's not what you might think.
Very often, memory disorders or impairment is just simply thought of as a recall. They don't have an accurate recall. It affects so many more skills than that. It affects mood, it affects all these other skills that you really don't hear about commonly.
Because of that, assisted living facility Serene Suites, opening to residents this spring, is offering Dementia Live now. It's a simple way of simulating how memory issues could affect you, like it does 5.8 million Americans. Henderson holds up gloves, glasses, and a headset the participants put on so they can walk in the shoes of a person living with memory issues.
So the gear is specifically designed to mimic the skills that leave you. The gloves are mimicking the loss of tactile ability and fine motor skills. The glasses that we put on the participant is to mimic the visual changes that happen. And then the final and probably the most challenging is the headset. The headset goes on to mimic noise distraction, the way that heightened hearing can be sharp to your ears.
Okay, so I have my gloves and glasses and headset on. And with all of this, I feel kind of distant. I feel like I don't exactly know what's going on. I can't hear people very well. And the glasses make sorting silverware, white silverware, in a white basket a little bit difficult, but I'm going to give it a try.
Some people shut down. They freeze. They don't know what to do. Some people just self-talk their way through the stress because it is stressful. And some people just follow. They tuck in beside someone else, and they become that follower. Like, why? I'll just hook in here and figure this out. And oftentimes correlating their tactics to how we change our processes and thinking towards someone living with dementia.
Serene Suites employee Angie Cotterill found it disorienting. She says the headset was the most frustrating.
Because I kept wanting to hear what people were saying about me and what was going on and all the distractions behind me, that I couldn't concentrate on the task at hand. And I kept forgetting because all I kept concentrating was what people were saying, how it was going.
Another employee, Jana Miller, says she just kept herself busy while doing the simulation.
I find that I talk myself through it. And when I don't understand what I'm supposed to do, I just do whatever makes sense to me. I just keep myself busy.
While participating in Dementia Live, there is a lot to do. Making words with Scrabble pieces, working a puzzle, sorting socks, getting dressed. Serene employee Shannon Keller says it was an eye-opener.
I felt like I got a better understanding of what it was like to walk in someone's shoes with dementia.
The list of people who have tried it is growing. Serene Suites has trained the Blue Ash Police Department, and that's important because the owner of the assisted living facility, Jagdish Bhatti, says dementia symptoms mimic those of drug and alcohol intoxication.
The person with dementia don't have ability to distinguish because the brain is completely, those skill set are gone.
Bhatti and Henderson encourage everyone to give the Dementia Live simulation a try.
So family members in the community, first responders, people who are employed in this healthcare field, home health folks, it applies and would have great value to all of those folks. And we provide it as a community service, free of charge, in just our effort to educate.
There's a link on our website at WVXU.org for more information. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.